Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
All right, folks, it's time for the Pro Wrestling Roundtable, brought to you by the Earth Station One Network. And as always, I'm your host, John Morganil, and I'm joined by the one and only Richard Yule, our producer, and the bon vivant reporter at large, Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And we are going to talk about WrestleMania, of course, preview of the show, and joining us will be Ryan Cadaver from the Casket Creatures, who has joined us again, or has joined us before, and so we're going to go over the matches and give our opinions about the matches and who we think might win and what about to happen, and so sit back and give a listen and join us, and also don't forget our Patreon, and don't forget our iTunes, and let us know what you think, because we love the feedback. So anyway, so on to the show.
Hey everyone, venture into the pop culture cosmos today, where you'll hear our conversations on different topics within the world of movies, TV, video games, comic books, technology, board gaming, and more. You'll also get a taste of some of our other shows within the cosmos as well. So come on and join us each week as we delve into the pop culture cosmos.
Welcome to the pop culture cosmos.
Hi, folks. It's time once again for the Pro Wrestling Roundtable. I'm your host, as always, John Morganil, and always as joining me, as always, is our engineer and producer and guy that fixes all the stuff, Mr. Richard Yule, and our roving reporter and bon vivant, the one and only Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And joining us tonight is the one and only Ryan Cadaver, who's rejoining us, actually. And we're always happy to have him back. And tonight we are going to run down a preview of WWE's little show that they put on. You may not have heard of it, called WrestleMania.
Just a little thing. They don't promote it much.
They don't promote it much. It's kind of a little secret show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, yeah, more than welcome. So anyway, yes, so we're going to talk a little bit of WWE Hall of Fame. I don't know where I did that. We're going to talk about the WrestleMania and run down the matches and talk about our opinions about it and who we think might win and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, here we go. Let's talk.
All right. Yeah, Ryan, I just want to say he is from the Casket Creatures. The album is awesome. I love it. I was listening to it today while I was running around the park. And I was just wondering if you've forgiven us for using the Rooster Ghouls to do our theme song.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Casket Creatures would have been better. There's, you know, but you know, you got to go with what fits, you know, and that totally fits. I'm not going to lie. It's badass. It does.
Well, you know, we have renamed ourselves, so if the Casket Creatures would like to maybe take a shot at a new song.
That's a good idea.
just throwing it out there.
I don't know, though, man. That one's so, it's so good.
It's so damn good.
We love it.
It's so wrestling. Okay,
you can do a cover version and just leave out the ESO.
There you go.
But no, I love that song. That was, you know, we had been to several months ago, and we were kind of like, what do we want to do? You know, the ESO Pro thing kind of confuses people, but, you know, la la. And I finally said, you know, the one thing, the biggest negative about changing any name is that theme song. I don't want to lose that theme song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a theme song Stone Cold would be proud of, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the pre-show. At least one, I'm sure more than one of these is going to be on pre-show, but they haven't said all that are. But the one for sure that will be on the pre-show is the 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And who knows all who is going to be in that, but I'd be very surprised if Braun Strowman doesn't take away the trophy on that one.
Yeah, yeah, that was my prediction as well.
Yeah. Yep. So we can move on from there.
I think that was our prediction last year, too.
It was our prediction last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was mine. I know it was mine.
We had talked about it, I remember. Jonathan, yeah. I don't think you were on the pre-WrestleMania show last year.
No, I was smarter last year and working insane hours and decided that I would sleep at night instead of talk about wrestling.
What are you, crazy?
I am now, apparently.
He hates us now.
All right. Okay, we're not going to go. I'm going to go, okay, back down here. Okay, so we've got the Triple Threat Tag Team Match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. It is a between Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson are the current champions. I would like to see them retain. I would also like to see them get booked a lot better. I love those guys. And love them even more with how talented they've shown themselves to be with Southpaw Regional Wrestling. They're going. I mean, it's WrestleMania. They're going to put it on Enzo and Big Cass.
I'm so sick of them. Honestly, like for a little while there, they were really exciting, and not at all to me anymore.
Yeah, they seem to have lost quite a bit of steam. I'm not sure exactly what the deal is there.
I think it was because they came out doing the same thing every week, and it got old.
Could be. I know my friend Ray is not very high on Enzo anymore. He's kind of wearing out his welcome in a way, and I'm not sure what's going on with that. But I think you're probably – a lot of it's cut to what you're saying.
I think they're funny sometimes, but overall I've never been a huge fan, and I don't really get the appeal of like when people act like Jersey Shore douchebags and people cheer them for it.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, yeah, that's the only place that would happen is WWE.
But Cesaro and Sheamus are well over.
Oh, isn't and it, that whole, they great?
They're fantastic. Who and so, thought? I mean, it may be that they'll give it back to Cesaro and Sheamus, and because of, you know, the crowd's loving that whole dynamic with those two. And just this wonderful odd couple tag team that the surly Sheamus and the play up to the crowd Cesaro, Superman, and I really I like them as a team. I really do. And so, I mean, if they don't keep it on Gallows and Anderson, I would rather see Cesaro and Sheamus get it. But I predict Enzo and Cass get it.
Yeah, I
agree.
Why don't we have tag teams that have actual names and not just the names of the wrestlers? Damn it.
I mean, like, yeah. Well, the club.
Well, the Bullet Club or club.
Yeah, but they don't really call them. I mean,
not
like.
Good, no.
I don't know. They're all in NXT that have the real names. Yes, like a real true. Tag team name.
Well, I'd like to see the club retain, but I agree. I think Enzo and Cass are probably going to win. Yeah. But I think we should back up a little bit. I just found on WWE's website the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Yeah. Four entrants have been announced. Apollo Crews, Mojo Rawley, Big Show, and Curt Hawkins.
Now, I was thinking Big Show... It could be his farewell. Like, they could give it to him.
He's already won. I don't see him winning twice.
But if it's his last match in for WrestleMania and possibly WWE,
they didn't
give him, you know, his match of Shaq, which he wanted, and he's in the best shape of his life, give the man something.
Yeah, he looks good.
You know how I would book it? Here's how I would book it. All right, everybody sit down under the learning tree.
Listen.
Here's how I would book it. I would book it with Braun and him being the last two. And they just go in there, and because you already see that they're filling up with basically Jobber to the Stars. Okay?
Just clean, I think has a chance.
Clean the ring, like in short order. The two of the big giants clear the ring. And it comes down to them two, and then basically it turns into a singles match for about 10, 15 minutes. And the two put on the kind of match that they did on Raw that surprised everybody. And in the end, Braun barely beats Big Joe and wins it. You know, basically the old classic thing, the big guy giving, you know, the veteran giving, you know, putting over the younger guy. That would be the best way to go about that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool idea. That's, I mean, they won't do that, but...
No, they won't, but...
Sounds cool.
All right. Next up is the match that could very well be the show stealer, and that is the singles match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship between the champion Neville versus the returning Austin Aries. There's no question that the match is going to be great. It's going to be only a question of how great. Neville is reborn into this heel run that he's been doing. He's been fantastic. Austin's always been fantastic. The two of them, I think, are going to put on one hell of a match.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Neville, but now I think he's on fire, man. I think.
Oh, no, I never disliked Neville. I'm just saying he's...
Yeah, no, but I like him more, and I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
I think the best thing about this match is that probably as recently as a year and a half, 2 years ago, you never would have dreamed of seeing these two guys in WWE, let alone at WrestleMania.
Especially Austin Aries.
Yeah.
For me, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and as far as who's going over, if they're not going to keep a championship on Neville, and I wouldn't have any problem with them keeping the championship, I think they get a lot more mileage out of Austin and Neville if Austin, you know, still chases him after WrestleMania. But, I mean, if they want a feel-good moment, they can have Austin, you know, triumph and then have Neville come back and rematch, whatever. So either one of these guys could go away with this and it'd be fine. But I'm going to say Neville holds on to it.
Yeah, I'm not predicting.
Through dirty tactics. Yeah.
I think he's getting as a heel.
They'll keep.
And I do want that more, I think, than Austin winning, because they've hot potatoed that title way too much this last year. And so Neville's providing quite a bit of stability there that I think is very much needed. So, yeah, keep it on Neville. All right. To be announced match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship is supposed to be... Well, so far we know Alexa Bliss, the champion, will be defending against Becky Lynch and Natalya and Mickie James and Carmella with James Ellsworth in tow. But others are to be announced. So I'm pretty sure Kelly might return in that match. Seems like there was another one that they re-signed recently. They'll probably show up there. I can't remember off the top of my head, though. But anyway, Eva. No, not Eva. Dang it, who's the other one?
I bet it won't be Paige.
No, it probably won't be Paige, no. But anyway, Big O schmoz for the Women's Championship. I predict that they're going to pull what they did a few years ago, and then Alexa will squeak by in her little heelish way and hold on to the title against all odds.
Yeah, I don't really know what to predict here, because much like the Cruiserweight title, this championship is, I think, haven't almost all of, well, Carmella and Mickie James have not yet had it, but it's gone back and forth between Becky.
Alexa has been the champion most of the time. Becky held it originally, then Alexa won it and held it up until Naomi won it. But Naomi got injured and immediately gave it back to Alexa. So and that was just by fluke situation. But actually, no, they've been a lot more consistent with their Alexa being the heel champion for an uninterrupted period of time. And I think they'll continue on with that because she's doing a great job as a heel. And I think Becky's one of those type of baby faces that are better chasing than holding. And eventually she'll probably get it back. And she may get it back here, but I doubt it.
She's the only baby face in the match, isn't she?
Yes, so far. Yeah, Mickey may be turning face because she turned her and Alexa are arguing now. Kelly, if she comes back, she'll be a face. And I just hope they don't just hot shot it to her because their big comeback. That'll be like bad memories of whenever she get roll up victories on Beth Phoenix and Natalya and everything. So, and I have no problem with Kelly coming back. I just don't see her being the champion of SmackDown. So anyway. Next, we have the singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship between Dean Ambrose, the champion, versus Baron Corbin. I will be incredibly surprised if Baron Corbin doesn't walk away champion from this.
Yeah, I think for sure Baron Corbin has this one.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that they look at as being their future, and I just don't see that not happening.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge fan of Dean Ambrose. I think I'm in the minority there, but I just find him annoying. So I'd rather see Baron Corbin with the title.
Well, Dean has lost a whole lot of steam. But I'm not really sure what's going on with that. I think Dean is needing a heel turn. I think he needs to be a little more wild and crazy in a very more dangerous way than just the goofy way that he has been, and show what he really can do, maybe take a break for a month or two.
That's what back. I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's going to lose and then take a break for a while.
Take a break for a while, come back, and then
maybe come back kind of rebranded.
Yeah, and then come attack somebody, and become, nasty, crazy heel and. But Baron, and also, I mean, like somebody even pointed out, was on the podcast, they were saying, like, it's almost like you can't really, you forget that he's the Intercontinental Champion. So, and it kind of was the same way when he was the U.S. Champion, he was in the Shield. So they need somebody, like Baron Corbin to maybe really, who will bring the Intercontinental Championship to a lot of people's minds and really be a champion there. So we'll see. Next, we've got a mixed tag team match. We have John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. The Miz and Maryse are just hitting it. They are hotter than hell. They are just doing a great freaking job as a heel couple. But there's no question that John Cena and Nikki Bella are going over, and that John Cena is going to propose to Nikki Bella on the grandest stage of them all. That's how it's going to go down.
Yeah, I think Cena is going to take this one. Cena and Nikki.
Yeah, and then John will go down to one knee, and that's how it will go. And but that's fine because The Miz and Maryse, particularly The Miz, are the perfect type of heels that he's going to get his ass whipped, and he's going to make his ugly face, and it's going to be great. It's going to be funny and and satisfying, and then Miz will get all his heat back come Monday or Tuesday. So that's all that matters.
So did you guys see the skits that they did on SmackDown last week?
The parodying the
Total Bellas.
Yes. Oh my God, that was
so some of the best stuff I've seen.
Oh, man.
Outside the ring and wrestling in a long time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not
trying. It just reminds me of when The Miz was the champion.
Yes.
Leading into WrestleMania 27, yep. And. I thought he was great then. I was a big fan, and he Cena and The Rock had their thing going on, but he had the match with Cena, and he was such a huge part of that whole Cena Rock thing.
Absolutely was.
And for similar stuff, he was making fun of both of them, and when he came out dressed as The Rock, that one time, and strutted like The Rock, and it took a few seconds to realize, like, oh, that's not The Rock. Like he's firing on all cylinders right now.
I am a huge fan of The Miz. I have been since his ECW days with Miz and Morrison, he's just got it. He knows what he's doing. He's a great WWE superstar, which I know is a negative in some people's eyes because, you know, the whole thing, whatever. And that's kind of why they've been playing off on some of the stuff that they've been doing with him the last year or so with the different feuds that he's had. But I tell you, The Miz, I mean, he'd lost his way there. I think they made the mistake of turning him face because it did not work for him at all. And then he was doing a lot of movies and this, that, and the other. And then he was kind of, he lost steam until they paired him up with Sandow. And that really got him ramped back up. And he has been on fire ever since. And so The Miz being that good as he's been all this past year, was not a surprise to me, especially in this particular last skit, though it was fantastic. The surprise to me has been Maurice. Maurice is right there with him. And especially in those skits where she was playing both Bellas and she was just amazingly funny and great. She was just so funny. But I tell you, the one of my new favorite characters is the Miz's robotic John Cena. It is the funniest damn thing in the whole world. So, and it's so funny because John, of course, now the biggest thing he's done on people's radars right now is his Mance Catamaran, you know, character, which is robotic John Cena. So, yeah, it really all ties together, doesn't it? But yeah, so
and he started out as the cyborg, didn't he?
Yes, he did. he was the prototype.
Oh yeah,
the prototype. He was.
I was talking about that the other day. I was like, that's so weird looking at that now.
Yeah, he was the prototype. Yep. Managed by the one and only Kenny Boland. Yes. And that was for OVW, folks. That was back in when Jim Cornette and Danny Davis were running OVW. And a lot of the people gone through there, including John Cena, Batista, and Brock, and something. Anyway, I think that will be an entertaining match. I have every reason to believe that'll be entertaining. It won't be great, but it'll be entertaining. As far as technical wrestling, it'll be great as a work match.
Yeah, we all know the outcome, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Singles match for the WWE United States Championship between former best friends Chris Jericho, the champion, and Kevin Owens. Chris, it's no secret he's got a tour coming up with Fozzy and he's going to take a break. So Kevin is going to brutalize Chris Jericho, put him out of wrestling, and take a championship.
Why can't he go on tour as the champion?
Because they want to have the championship for the show.
Come on, kayfabe, man.
I think it'd be great to have him go on stage and Fozzy with the championship on. That'd be great.
Yeah, I actually, I might be in the minority, but I really was digging, their vibe together, and I kind of wish that went longer.
Well, there's two minds of it. I know a lot of people loved it, but there was a lot of people who were happy that it ended, and the reason is because, well, it was never going to last forever because Chris is a part-timer, you know, even though, I mean, the only reason this lasted as long as it did because he kept extending his contract, and then actually it's on a basis by basis situation right now. It's not even under contract because he just was enjoying it so much and it was working so well, so on and so forth. The problem is there's a lot of people, and I kind of get this. I mean, not entirely, but I kind of get this. And I have to admit that since they broke up, I've been enjoying Kevin being the nasty Kevin again instead of the comedy Kevin. So, and I get that there's a lot of people who look at his reign as champion has been marred by the fact that he's been a comedy and cowardly champion instead of being the kick-ass Kevin Owens that they, you know him as. So I get that. So it was time for a change probably and let Kevin go on and become, you know, his own guy again and be the nasty Kevin that he has been in the past. And that's all good. But, you know, I guess it goes down to that thing. Is that it was great. But, you know, not everything lasts forever, and maybe it was time for it to happen. But anyway, regardless, these two are going to really put on a show. They have great chemistry together. They're both very good in the ring. It's going to be it's probably going to be the most brutal match of the night, I have to predict. It'll be the most brutal match. It's going to be a lot of plunder, a lot of meanness. And so,
yeah. You think, isn't Steve Corino now with WWE in some capacity?
Yes, he is.
You think he might get involved in any way?
Never know. never know.
I don't know if he and Jericho have any history. I don't remember them having.
You know, I'm trying to think. Did they actually have any ECW, or did Carino? Now, I think Jericho was gone by the time Carino got to ECW. And Chris, since he came to WWF, he hasn't wrestled anywhere else, so he wouldn't have run across Carino anywhere else. Yeah. But certainly Kevin and Carino's got history. So
I don't know how many people would know who Carino was, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's no downplay to him, but he's just not one of those. If he ran out, nobody would know who he was.
Well, and it's just about how you play it, because he's just this crazy guy that comes out and just attacks. Like, who the hell is he?
It just doesn't feel like a WrestleMania.
No, it probably won't happen.
You know, like at a regular pay per view, I would say maybe, but WrestleMania, I just don't see that happening.
Now, I don't know how all this is going to play out. I do believe that Owens and Samoa Joe and Triple H are going to form this new group. I think it's already done. They just haven't announced it as a done deal. How much that's going to happen on WrestleMania itself, or how much of that'll happen on Monday Night Raw afterwards, remains to be seen. But I'm going to predict that this match will go pretty much just the two of them, no interference, and Kevin will win in some dastardly and very violent way, and Chris will be sent off for a while, and then Kevin will be your United States champion again.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Our fatal four-way elimination match for the WWE Raw's Women's Championship between Bayley, the current champion, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. Nia is the weak link in this. Though if they book it right, and Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley are all very good, they could accentuate Nia's strengths and make her look better than she would otherwise. But so it'll be remain to be see how Nia steps up here. Hopefully she does. I have nothing against Nia. She's definitely not nowhere near on the level of these other three girls. But
I'm not a fan.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I think unfortunately most people aren't. It's not working, but this is a chance where they maybe can turn her around, and we'll see. I think it would be a terrible mistake if they give her the championship, but I don't believe that's going to happen. I think Sasha Banks walks away with the championship of this by turning on her very dear friend, Bayley, and becoming the heel that Sasha's much better at than being a face. Though she got over as a face, there's no question. That's the reason why they turned her, but Sasha's much better as a heel. She's a very nasty little heel. I like her heel work. It's very good. So Sasha's going to turn on Bayley and win the championship. Right.
I'm hoping Bayley retains, but I'm a big Bayley fan, so
Bayley may retain, and it may be a situation where Sasha turns on her and fails, and then they turn into a program from there.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to turn into a program. It's either going to be Bayley chases back after Sasha to retain the title, or it's going to be Sasha continuing after Bayley after, she's shown that all of this has been bullshit and she doesn't really give a shit about Bayley and that she only cares about herself. And yeah. So, one way or the other. But, so there you go. What do everybody else think?
I think it's probably going to be between those two. Though, I don't want to count Charlotte out completely, but I feel like Charlotte probably has something coming up with Emma.
Yeah, and, I think so too.
And Dana Brooke and Emma were paired together before Emma was injured. So
I mean, and there's all the time in the world. I mean, Charlotte, you can start a program with Charlotte with some of these other girls, and a nice little feud, whatever, and give her a break away from the title situation. Let the story of Sasha and Bayley play out, and then when that's done, then Charlotte comes back, and then she can win the championship again. So. So I agree with you. But you never count Charlotte out. Charlotte could easily walk away from this champion. But I'm thinking it'll be either Sasha or Bayley. And I'm going to say Sasha. Just so that between me and Ryan, at least somebody here will be correct. Maybe. or I guess it might be Jonathan will be correct. And, of course, Richard will be correct if Nia Jax wins. Okay, so singles match, Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles. Very controversial. It's gotten a lot of negative press because everybody wants to see AJ Styles either in the world title match or against a more technical or more actual wrestler.
I want to see AJ versus Undertaker. Is that blasphemy?
I think it would have been great. Here's the deal. I get the criticisms of this. I understand it. At first, I had a knee-jerk reaction to it as well. But you know what? It's going to be good because AJ's in it. And AJ don't do anything that isn't good. I don't think I've ever seen an AJ Styles match that wasn't fantastic, no matter who he was in there against.
Yeah.
And Shane, while he's not a great wrestler, he is always fun to watch. He always does crazy stuff. And so this match is going to be, it hasn't been announced yet, but I bet you it's going to be a Falls Count Anywhere or street fight or some kind of stipulation like that where they'll be all over the building and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so I think it's going to be entertaining. It's all said and done. I think it's going to be very entertaining. It'll be a lot more entertaining than Shane's match against Undertaker. Let's bet that way. So, any thoughts?
I'm thinking AJ's going to win, but yeah, I agree.
AJ's winning.
I like Shane in the ring. I mean, I think he's always fun. He's always
That's what I say. I like Shane.
He's always doing something nuts.
Yeah, I think the only criticism here is because it's AJ Styles and Shane because everybody wants to see AJ.
I can see that. It's kind of a waste, but
They're looking at it as a waste because this is a WrestleMania and everybody's dancing out in their eyes AJ versus Finn Balor or AJ versus Sami Zayn or AJ versus whatever. But this is WrestleMania. This is the spectacle, and this will be a spectacle match, and I think it'll be very entertaining. It's all said and done.
I guess I'm the only one who I like the way this whole thing has played out. I didn't see it coming.
I think it's been well played out. I think the storyline on it has been fantastic, and AJ's attack on Shane was wonderfully brutal and great. So I have no problem with this match.
Yeah, that was actually really awesome. Like I said, I wish we could see AJ versus Taker. That'd be so badass.
Yeah, it would.
Maybe there's next year.
Yeah, maybe. Next, we've got we got Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
This is
also got some controversy with it because everybody knows where they think they know what's going to happen here. Roman's going to go over Undertaker and he's going to continue to, crown him the predecessor to John Cena and be the top guy and this, that, and the other. Roman is not bad in the ring. He's proven that in his matches against AJ and in his matches, with Rusev and others, he's good. He's gotten way better. He's improved greatly from his early days. The Undertaker is just such a big question mark. I mean, I hate to ever question the Undertaker, but he's just not what he used to be. So I don't know. I just don't know how this match is going to go. I think Roman's going to win, but as far as how good the match will be, I just hate to predict that. I just don't know.
I don't know what to say about that. But
do y'all think I don't know if this has been announced or anything, but is this Undertaker's last one or?
It's gotta be. But I've been saying that for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I can't imagine his last match is gonna be with Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, yeah.
Like, I mean, make it Kane at least. Just do Kane and Undertaker one last time. Both of them retire. Kane's going to be the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. It's going to be great.
Oh, so now you break your silence.
I know. Well,
I feel like that would complete this.
No,
it's
fine. I was hoping Braun Strowman would at least become a three-way or something.
Yeah.
Because
it's very possible that Braun interferes in this match. It's very possible. Yeah. That he gets involved in it because he has continued to factor into the stuff on Raw between these two. So, and they could add impromptu three-way match. You never know, but we shall see. We shall see. But that one is, I gotta say, that's probably the match. I won't say that anyway. We'll see. Next, we have the singles title for the WWE Championship, which is between the champion Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. And this should be a great match. Both guys are great in the ring. Both have great psychology. I don't know how they're going to book it. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of other wild stuff going on. We'll see the return of anybody come back, or Luke Harper be involved, or
that'd be awesome.
If we'll see the debut of Sister Abigail, or if we'll see Eric Rowan come back, or what. But I do predict that Bray keeps the title here. I think they're high on Bray now. I think they're finally pulling the trigger on him. All the stuff that's happened since Elimination Chamber when he won it. And then it's got two straight pins over Cena. And it was Cena's choice to do that, I think. And Randy is that type of guy, too. I don't see Randy having any problem putting Bray over. So
I think it's about time.
Yeah, I think it's well past time. So I think Bray Wyatt gets his WrestleMania moment when he keeps a hold of the title. And I think it'll be a very good match. Both of these guys, I'm a big fan of in the ring. So.
And this has been a great feud, too. Like, I've liked Randy's part in this. And a lot of times his stuff I'm not a huge fan of, but as far as storyline stuff, but this has been...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to step on you. But
that's pretty much it.
Randy, I tell you, I'm a fan of Randy. But I ain't always a fan of Randy. What I'll say about that is that I don't question... I mean, you talk to any old-timer. You talk to anybody in the business that works with him. He's one of the very best in the ring. There's no question of this. He's damn good in the ring. He's as natural and smooth as anybody that's ever stepped into the squared circle. And he's got a personality that works, and he's got a look that works. The problem has been booking with Randy a lot, and sometimes with how Randy's position he's been put in. But when Randy is in the when all those things align, I love Randy. I love everything that Randy does. I had loved his feud against Christian. There's been times when he was the Legend Killer thing, or Randy has been great at occasions, but then there's been other times when, like you said, it's just kind of blandy Orton, and that's a shame. But I mean, it's the inconsistency, and that's probably why that eventually Cena became the top guy, not Randy. But nevertheless, embrace Bray, and he's just fantastic. So I do expect these two to put on a pretty damn good show.
Was it the Randy feud with Triple H where Triple H was handcuffed and Stephanie McMahon was unconscious and Randy
yes.
was... That was great.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a great feud.
There are certain moments where I love Randy, but then most of the time I'm just not a fan. But I think this
Yeah, that's
this
the thing. I think that's with
great.
Most people. Very inconsistent with Randy. I don't know what it is, but and when he's allowed to be a really great heel, he's fantastic. Or when he's allowed to really play around being a babyface a little bit instead of just being the whatever, he could be actually pretty funny. But mainly Randy's just better as a heel. And but of course, obviously here he's a babyface, and it was a perfect play though against Bray Wyatt. And it's going to be interesting where it goes from there after it's all said and done, whether Bray will continue being a heel, whether they're finally turning face. Or what, but I just do think it'll be a good match. And
do you think Randy Orton's the babyface in this feud?
Well, not with the audience, he isn't, but the way it's booked and the way that they're wanting it to be. No, he's supposed to be like, this was my sneaky plan all along to get rid of this evil Bray Wyatt and the evil darkness and la la la. But of course, no, Randy's a total heel. It's actually heel versus heel. Really.
Yeah, I mean, even with the storyline, like he burned the house down and
yes.
stuff like that. I mean,
everybody always talks about burning the house down. He dug up his sister's grave. Then he burned.
But he burned a house down.
Well, a shed or a shack or something.
I mean, maybe they're going to surprise me here, and then they'll go turn around and say, you realize Randy's done all these terribly heinous things just because he's wanting revenge against Bray because Bray beat him in a ring. and maybe and already the fans want to cheer Bray. They do cheer Bray, so maybe they'll finally turn babyface and they will have a double switch or something. But nevertheless, again, the most important thing is I believe Bray Wyatt will continue being the WWE champion, and that's what's the most important.
If he didn't, that'd be a total waste.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
if
he doesn't, if Randy Orton wins the belt, bad things are on the horizon. I mean, just for people not caring. I mean, people barely care about wrestling right now. I mean, I feel like it's just starting to get back. Like for WWE, like with Bray and just certain things. I mean, I think this build-up for WrestleMania has been great. So that's really good. And I think their feud has been good. So, I mean, it's one of the better things WWE has booked in a few years anyway.
Yes, I agree. So, finally, we have our battle between the big part-timers. The singles match for the WWE Universal Championship between Goldberg, who is current champion, versus Brock Lesnar, with Paul Heyman, of course. And this one is a big, big question mark. I just don't... Goldberg cannot go for a long match. There's no way. Brock... He's become, Brock has become one-dimensional. He has become very one-dimensional.
Totally. He's
yeah, born. So you got these two big one-dimensional stiffs, and there's no way that it's going to be a squash job one way or the other. Again, it can't be. But how do they book this, and how does it go? And who, I mean, Brock cannot lose again unless he's gone. If Brock is leaving... And was willing to take a big payday to put Goldberg over and say goodbye, whatever, that's one thing. But there's no way, because Brock would be ruined forever if he loses three times in a row to Goldberg like that. There's just no way that it could rebuild him from that. So, and also, they've already kind of slipped out that the big program for next year is Brock versus Roman. So, that's
not gonna happen. There you go.
Now, it's possible that they do. They pay Goldberg to take, a return... pay the favor back and get squashed by Brock this time. I mean, it's always possible. Regardless, I do believe Brock will win the championship. But I just don't know how this match is going to go. I think this will probably... To me, this is the one that I was going to say this, but I didn't pick a Roman, but then I realized that. This is going to be the worst match on the card.
It's got to be.
I agree with that.
No way that there's not this...
The least exciting.
It's not even going to have... as much as there's been talking about Shane and AJ, that's still going to be entertaining. Miz and John Cena is going to be entertaining. I don't see this being even entertaining. So we shall see what happens. But I hope they do not make it the last match. Do not make it the last match. Do not end the show on this thing,
Who would you end it with, Bray?
I feel like
Bray and Randy. I would end it with that. Yeah.
Well, that's the order. Awesome. That's the order they have it on their website.
Yeah. I think that's what they should do. That is the WWE Championship, and Randy supposedly the winner of the, Royal Rumble is supposed to get the main event shot. So. The only other one that I could see them doing, which I hope they don't do that either, is Roman going over Undertaker and being at the top. They'll crap all over that.
Oh, God.
I think that if they, especially how they book it, I mean, it may even surprise them if they're not even planning on it. But if they have Bray retain that championship over Randy Orton at the end of WrestleMania, that crowd's going to go bananas. I'm sorry, Pat Patterson, banana. The crowd's going to go banana. And it's just going to be a huge, wonderful WrestleMania moment to end it all on. And I think that's the way it should go. I'm not the one booking this.
I think Goldberg and Brock, the only way it could be exciting or anybody that cared is if it is a squash match again, one way or the other. I don't care. I don't want to see Goldberg win. I was a big fan of Goldberg back in the day, but if I hear him talk about his family one more time, I'm going to punch my TV. I mean... I just can't. I can't deal with it. But he just talks. That's all he talks about. That's the only reason he's back is so his kid and his wife can watch him wrestle. And he doesn't even wrestle. He just speared somebody and won the match.
Well, I've never been a fan of Goldberg, and I never was a huge fan of Brock. I mean, I was much bigger fan of Brock than I was Goldberg, so I don't have a dog. I'd rather see Brock win, if nothing else, because, you know, anytime I could see Paul Heyman, it's good. That's who I like out of all this, Paul Heyman.
I mean, I just get a vibe that Brock, like, doesn't really care anymore, and I feel like it shows in the ring, you know?
He doesn't. I mean, why should he? I mean,
you
know, he's getting the money, and he gets the ratings, and he gets the buy rate. So, I mean,
regardless
of what we think, you know, people want to see Brock Lesnar destroy somebody. But it's got to the point where it's just so boring. It's just the same thing, Suplex City, over and over and over again. It's like, I want to see Brock
the
actually.
First time.
You know, Brock's best matches that he ever had were against Eddie Guerrero and Kurt Angle, you know. I would like to see him do something like that. Put Brock against, you know, Cesaro or somebody like that where he can go in there and they can actually put on a great match. Because Brock can do it, you know. I still believe he still can do it. I mean, the guy's a beast, you know. He's just not interested in doing that, I guess. And again, I can't blame him if I was making that money doing it, whatever. But it's a disappointment to me because I think Brock is obviously he was a champion, just Legion champion. He's really good at it, but anyway, oh well. I'll quit complaining now. for now. So that's it. That's your WrestleMania card, folks.
What are you guys excited for the most? We can go around and talk about
that. Well, if Bray wins the championship, there's no question that'll be the most exciting thing for me. But, of course, that's not, you know, a concrete deal. So I could very easily be very disappointed by that as well. So I do think that the Neville-Austin match I very much look forward to. I think that'll be fantastic. Chris Jericho and Kevin, very much look forward to. I believe that Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha will put on another classic, even though they're being given an anchor with Nia. Shane and AJ, I just have a feeling that's going to be pretty darn entertaining. That's all said and done. I really do. So
yeah, that's the one I'm most excited about. But that being said, I'm always excited to see Taker, no matter what, because I've been such a huge fan for so long. Yeah. And he always does a badass entrance. So even if the match sucks, like, I'm excited about that.
you know, and I don't think the match will suck.
Yeah.
Because this time, at least, he's wrestling a guy who can actually go in the ring. And, you know, again, you know, we're not trying to denigrate Shane here, but he's just not a wrestler. He's a spot guy, you know. And he had a great spot. I mean, that was the one thing at WrestleMania he did. He did the great jump off the cage. But that match between him and Undertaker was not great because, you know, they just didn't have – it wasn't worked very well. But this one, Roman actually can work. And Taker certainly can work if he's motivated to do so and if he's able to do so. So however they book it and whatever, it could be a pretty good match. I mean, I'm through trying to – I mean, Roman hasn't had any real bad matches this whole year, you know. I mean, so the you know, as a matter of fact, I got angry in the second AJ match, I think it was, where the crowd started saying, "You can't wrestle," which is bullshit. You know, I mean, not exactly. He may be my favorite wrestler, and I may not like the way that they're booking him, and or this and the other. But there's, I mean, Roman is a wrestler. He is good in the ring. He's only getting better as the time goes on, and but it's very possible that Roman and Taker could put on a very excellent match. So we'll see.
That's my pick for best match of the night, or not best match, but the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, a guy named Ryan Cadaver is big on The Undertaker. The strange things that we...
I'm actually excited for the Goldberg-Brock Lesnar match. I think...
really?
I think they both know that their last WrestleMania encounter was lackluster, and they probably feel like they have something to prove.
Hey, and you know...
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it.
That's true. So maybe you're right. Let's hope you are. Maybe they'll surprise everybody.
And they haven't really had a match. I mean, they had the, what was it, Survivor Series that ended in a minute and whatever. And Royal Rumble was not very, you know, their encounter at the Royal Rumble didn't last very long. So they haven't really had a match to make up for that
other WrestleMania match.
True. And then Goldberg had a squash against Kevin Owens as well. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows what's been going on behind the scenes? Goldberg might be getting himself geared up to this one big match at the WrestleMania, and him and Brock actually put on an actual match. That would be fantastic. I would be very, very satisfied with that. But
so we're recording this on Monday night, before the WrestleMania. But so, I mean, are they going to add Triple H and Rollins?
Their scuttlebutt is that that's very possible. I mean, I did know that you. I'm glad you brought that up because it's
an unsanctioned match, isn't it?
It is an unsanctioned match. So yeah, I guess I mean they should have it listed on here, but they don't. But yes,
it's unsanctioned. They're not going to list it.
Hey, well, but Triple H and Seth Rollins. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up because it wasn't on the list. I wasn't thinking about it.
Well,
yes.
The main reason I brought it up is because I noticed
the list.
It didn't make the list.
Didn't make the list.
It wasn't on the list. And so Triple H, I guess if it's an unsanctioned match, we may not be able to get a proper entrance from him. But I love Triple H's entrances.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at WrestleMania, they're top notch.
Yeah, especially the one from a few years ago with Stephanie McMahon. More of those, please.
Oh, my God, yes.
I like the Terminator one.
Yeah, the Terminator one was cool.
Yeah, the Terminator one was cool.
I liked it.
But last year with the whole, with Stephanie McQueen, oh, mercy gosh.
Was that last year?
Yes.
Couldn't remember. Yeah, I'll take more of that.
Yeah,
but
I was there live for that on the big screen in the Texas Stadium or Cowboy Stadium, and
Samoa,
I've been a fan of Stephanie for a long time.
Samoa,
so
Joe
I definitely want her character to get a comeuppance big time. Go ahead.
Samoa Joe not being on the card shocks me a little bit, but maybe he'll appear in some way. I mean, if Triple H if they are going to have that match, I imagine. And Samoa Joe could come in with Kevin Owens.
Kevin will be there. He'll either involve himself in the match with Kevin and or Triple H.
Because the rumor is
Also be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, he could be. True. He could win that.
He could win.
Also, they've only got one pre-show match. Usually they have two. So it's also possible that they throw him and Sami Zayn in a pre-show match.
I don't want to see Sami Zayn lose again.
No.
I can't watch it anymore.
I said earlier when I was talking about the Kevin Owens match that I don't know. We'll either see it tonight. I mean, not tonight. We'll either see it Sunday night or Monday night, where we'll see the final gelling of this new group in partnership with Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe and Triple H.
Yeah.
And it may happen here where they cause chaos with Chris and put him out and help Triple H, with Rip Rollins. Anyway, we'll see. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is I definitely predict that Samoa Joe will have a presence at WrestleMania, whether he does a match or not.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, whatever they end up calling themselves and whatever, does this mean that Triple H will start coming out wearing baggy gym shorts? Since his two partners will have...
Samoa Joe wears those, like, gladiator homo skirt kind of thing, doesn't he?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Well, they are, like, he wears, like, these tight shorts, but then, like, another... Like
pair of baggy shorts over them, yeah.
Yeah,
they're athletic.
It almost shorts. Like a, it almost looks like a skirt.
Yeah, but it is athletic shorts. So him and Kevin both have the big shorts. So I think Triple H in solidarity starts. It's like when all the Evolution came out in suits. Now all of them come out in the baggy gym shorts.
And Triple H can drop his gym regime and eat some hamburgers, gain a
little fat, a little bit of fat on him, a little bulk. Yeah, there you go. And we call it the big boys.
All right.
What a moment to end on.
We always end with a good one, I guess, right?
Yeah, we do.
All right, Ryan, do you have anything you want to promote or anything coming up? I know since I knew you were going to be a guest tonight, I listened to the Cassock Creatures, and then I listened to the Radical Radcast with Rad
Oh,
Ranger.
Nice, man.
You all talked about Power Rangers. So.
Yeah, we did a quick little review for that. We went to, pre-screening and literally recorded the podcast, at a pub right before we saw the movie and then right after, because we were expecting it to be really funny because we thought it was going to be terrible, but it was actually really good, so it worked out. You can check me out on Rad Rangers Radical Radcast. My band's playing all over Atlanta, so if you're local, just look up our page, and, we play all the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. So,
the Casket Creatures, look us up.
They're playing Days of the Dead in Indiana.
Indianapolis, that's gonna be insane, dude.
Oh, that'd be great.
I can't say that yet. It's not confirmed, but we're definitely playing Friday. That's gonna be awesome.
Forget about what he just said.
Yeah.
Until it's time to remember it.
Y'all played at Days of the Dead last year, or in Atlanta this year, right?
Yeah, we did the Atlanta one a couple months back, and now they apparently enjoyed it, so we're going to Indianapolis and playing up there. So that'll be June 30th, that whole weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah, great.
So I guess, how about we take this moment and you tell our listeners a little bit about our Patreon account real quick before we sign off for tonight?
Sure. If you want to look up our new Patreon account, it is www.patreon.com/theprowrestlingroundtable. And you can get rewards for listening, for instance,
just previous to this show, we recorded a little show on the Hall of Fame. So kind of WWE, where you have to do special things to watch the Hall of Fame, the actual WrestleMania. If you want to hear us talk about the Hall of Fame and a special skit, you could go and join and do that, but go ahead, please tell the rest.
Yeah, it's for as little as $5 a month. You can pledge up to 20, and with that, you get even more stuff, DVDs. You get entered into a contest where you can win a one-of-a-kind drawing by Brian Silverbacks, who's been on the program, and just tons of other surprises, and more importantly, it's just to support the show. And if you like the free show, then I think that you'll get more out of the Patreon account, even if you just pledge the $5. I'm going to try to write articles. There's already an article up there talking about how it's hard to be a wrestling fan. And the Patreon, by the time this airs, there'll be the first Patreon podcast on there. So, yeah, just if you like it. And if you can't pledge any money, all I ask is you go on iTunes and you review us on iTunes, and that would help us out a lot because we have zero. Right
I'm not.
Now, so.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say if I can get naked on the Patreon account or not.
Also, you can go to esopodcast.com, use their Amazon banner, and that also helps support the show. So any means that you can, just do that, and we would appreciate it. And Jonathan,
give us reviews.
You got anything going on? I know Wrestling with Pop Culture is always there, and you do have most of the people we interview. You have already interviewed, so if you want to hear even more interviews, you can go listen to all the shows on the site.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very actively blogging any longer at the moment, but there's a lot of past content there is still there, so you can read and or listen to lots of stuff. But no, I don't have anything new to report.
Cool.
Or anything upcoming or anything like that.
All right, then. So I guess then we will call it a night, and everybody, we will be back after WrestleMania is over. There's a potential chance that me and Richard are going to talk there the night on Fresh Blush right after WrestleMania that night.
And that'll be on the Patreon account, yeah.
That would be on the Patreon account, but then next week we will do a review show, which will include the ESO main show.
The two mics.
Mike Faber and Michael Gordon. So we look forward to that as well and see how right we are about this. And hopefully this show is a great show. So we shall see you then. And everybody have a good night and ring the bell.
Oh, now I have to add a sound effect?
Yeah, you're supposed to add that sound effect anyway. You took it out.
That's true.
And ring the bell is important. And I could tell by Richard Silence that he disagrees with me.
Yeah, I mean,
Richard, like I said,
is Richard still there?
I think Richard's gone.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.